DOJ fires prosecutors who weaponized FACE Act against pro-life activists under Biden. By Katherine Hamilton on April 14, 2026. The Department of Justice, DOJ, has fired several prosecutors who weaponized the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, FACE, Act to go after pro-life activists during the Biden administration. CBS News reported Monday evening, before the agency released a bombshell report about the Biden-era DOJ's abuse of power, that at least four prosecutors had been fired for their role in targeting pro-life Americans with the FACE Act. The DOJ confirmed the firings in a post to X. DOJ has terminated the employment of personnel responsible for weaponizing the FACE Act who still remained at the department, the agency said on social media. Among those fired on Monday is Sanjay Patel, a federal prosecutor in the Civil Rights Division, who was placed on administrative leave last month, the outlet reported. Patel, who was the architect behind the Biden DOJ's pairing of a KKK-era charge called Conspiracy Against Rights with the FACE Act to bolster potential sentencing time for pro-life activists, was prominently featured in the lengthy DOJ report and accused of working to target pro-lifers at the behest of abortion groups. Many other federal prosecutors who handled FACE Act cases have already left the DOJ, according to the report. The FACE Act is a 1994 law that prohibits the use or threat of force and physical obstruction that injures, intimidates, or interferes with a person seeking to obtain or provide reproductive health services or to exercise the First Amendment right of religious freedom at a place of religious worship. The Act was written to equally protect abortion clinics, pro-life pregnancy resource centers, and churches. However, data indicate that 97% of FACE Act cases since the law's inception have been against pro-life advocates. The DOJ's nearly 900-page weaponization working group report constitutes a review of approximately 700,000 internal DOJ records showing the Biden administration weaponizing FACE Act against pro-life Americans by engaging in biased enforcement, demanding harsher sentencing, authorizing aggressive arrest tactics, collaborating with pro-abortion groups for surveillance, and making inappropriate comments about religion. This department will not tolerate a two-tiered system of justice, Acting Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said in a statement following the release of the report. No department should conduct selective prosecution based on beliefs. The weaponization that happened under the Biden administration will not happen again, as we restore integrity to our prosecutorial system. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.